This is the Middle East Report.
You have anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 seconds to get to a shelter before the rocket hits.
Each week, American Family Radio provides you with truthful reporting on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel continues to choose a path of life and peace. The enemies that surround the Jewish state continue to choose a path of death and destruction. Rabbi Bowman is director of Operation Life Shield. His organization provides free bomb shelters to communities across Israel. He says Israel has the right to defend its borders and protect its citizens.
In the northern part of the country, that area which is bordering onto Lebanon, this is where you've got Hezbollah has somewhere in the area between 100 to 200,000 rockets. They're supported by Iran, so they've got a nice flow of cash coming in. They've got all sorts of the top level arsenal, and those rockets are you know, we've been stung by them already. If you're in northern Israel, you have anywhere from zero time to up to 60 seconds, maybe 90 seconds if you're lucky, to get to a bomb shelter, to a secure area from the time you hear the code red siren. So it's really not a lot of time. Southern Israel, take a look at that map, and you're going to look at Gaza. It's a city, it's a area of about, population of about 2 million people. It's on the southwest corner of Israel, who are living under a dictatorship of terrorists, literally with guns pointed at their heads. These are folks, men, women, children, who I know would much rather be engaged in business, would love to develop their beautiful beaches for hotels and resorts. They're amazing cooks. The hummus is the best. Agriculture, there's so much we could share together and benefit together, but they literally have a gun pointed at their heads by Hamas and by their by the Islamic Jihad. And this is where rockets are being launched into southern Israel. You have anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 seconds to get to a shelter before the rocket hits.
You're listening to the Middle East Report from American Family Radio. Rabbi Bowman says the bomb shelters are placed in public areas such as schools, parks, and senior citizen centers.
So bomb shelters, first and foremost, were about protecting and saving lives. With all the technology that exists out there and the interceptor rockets that are also at our disposal, nothing but nothing can replace the safety and security of being in a strong, secure space. When you've got a rocket that is being launched and explodes either right nearby you or on you, your biggest concern is what's called shrapnel spray. This is an indiscriminate spray of all sorts of sharp objects flying in every direction at super hot temperatures, and you want to be in a secure place when that happens. The idea is absolutely crazy, but our goal is to live as normal a life as possible in an abnormal situation. So when you want to live your life as normal as possible in an abnormal situation, that means that you and I are going out for a cup of coffee. The first thing we're going to do as we sit down is look both ways and see where is the nearest bomb shelter. That's just part of life of living in Israel, especially in southern Israel and now in northern Israel. What an amazing opportunity it is to be able to say, we're going to help shoulder this. And there are not enough shelters. We have a waiting list of schools, of medical clinics, of elderly senior citizen homes who are pleading with us, pleading. They're saying, can you get a shelter to us? The reality of living in a situation where you've got your enemies shooting rockets at you and you need to live. The shelters are for everybody. So people may be surprised to hear that not only are Israeli Jews benefiting from the shelters in kibbutzim and in their own villages, but we're also placing shelters in Christian communities, at Christian pilgrim sites, and also for Muslim Arab communities.
To find out more about Operation Life Shield and how you can donate to build a shelter, visit OperationLifeShield.org. That's OperationLifeShield.org. That's the Middle East Report from American Family Radio, each week providing you with truthful reporting on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley.